do speak to Brendan Archie. He's about to join us now, the West Coast Eagles footballer who has been kind enough to join us on this Saturday night. Brendan, thanks for your time and thanks for your patience as well.
Good to break up the Saturday. I'm not doing too much.
I was just going to say, you haven't started packing your bags for the Gold Coast yet because it's not too far away now, is it?
No, it's not far at all, mate. But I've just started writing the to-do list and I've got to start packing and going buying some things to keep me busy while I'm in there.
I gather training is almost back to normal now with contact sport available.
Yeah, so we've had a couple of proper sessions now. So it was good. The boys were a pretty professional group. So everyone came back in pretty good condition. Everyone seems like they're in pretty good nick. So the coaches and the sports and science staff were pretty happy for us to get into some pretty big sessions. So haven't really missed a beat, and we're ready to go. So a couple more sessions to go to get us fully match fit. But it's been good to be able to hit some bodies and get that feeling again.
Your thoughts on the hub concept?
I have heard the 4 weeks, and I think the club's sort of been telling us that that's what we're planning for. We're planning for that 4 week period in there. So that's what I've got my head around. You know, initially I was sort of a bit hesitant, thinking, you know, 4 weeks in a certain resort, not being able to go anywhere. And I think a few boys might have been the same. But I don't know, the talk since I've been back the last couple of weeks training, it's actually sort of a bit more positive. I'm actually all a bit excited, looking forward to actually just getting stuck back into it. So we've just accepted it is what it is. There's not really too much we can do. So try not to stress about it. But, you know, we get to play footy again and get to travel away with, you know, 44, 45 of your mates and just hang out. So, it's going to be definitely going to be interesting, but we're just ready to go, mate. So
yeah. The competition for places at the West Coast Eagles always tough, and you probably realised to a certain degree last season when you were trying to snag a midfield spot. How do you think you're travelling going into 2020? Will it be still as competitive, or do you feel now Brendan Archie has really matured as a footballer and gives himself a better chance of maybe establishing himself in the West Coast Eagles lineup?
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of both. I mean, you know, there's always going to be competition, and especially at West Coast, with the, you know, the caliber of talent we've got, it's always going to be hard. And that's why over a long period of time, West Coast has been pretty successful because we've got the players to do it. But I guess, I've sort of had a positional change this year. Like you said, last year I was playing in the midfield in the waffle, and it was just too hard to get into the midfield with the group of boys that we've got in there. So this year, me and Adam Simpson have had some conversations about where I could fit in, and it's a bit more of a forward line sort of role. So over the pre-season, I adjusted that to my game and was lucky enough to play round one, which doesn't happen too often in my career. So I think I've done all I can to prove that I can play forward. And now it's just, hopefully training well over the next couple of weeks and hopefully getting a gig in round two. But now it's just focusing on training and getting back to, that form I was in pre-season.
National Reconciliation Week this week, which is important. And I know that you're part of the Aboriginal Leadership Program. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so basically this year I've sort of done a lot of community stuff throughout my whole career, even when I was over in Adelaide, and sort of felt like I was pretty good at it and felt like I was having an impact and something I was quite passionate about as well. So it's something I wanted to get involved in a bit more this year at the club. So I actually got a role part-time in the community team. So I was working with the community team, like James Grabsky, and doing some community stuff. So the plan was to, before all the COVID-19 stuff went down, was for me to start going into schools and talking to kids and about Aboriginal culture and what it means to be Indigenous. So unfortunately that's been put on hold for a bit, but once everything gets back to normal, I really look forward to getting out and talking to schools and kids around Perth about Aboriginal culture, and hopefully can inspire a few kids to take a real interest in it.
Yeah, like it. Good on you, Brendan. Thanks for joining us here on 6PR, and good luck going forward. And as you said, you played round one. Let's hope you play round two, three, four, and it becomes a regular habit for Brendan Archie after a frustrating 2019. Good luck, and enjoy the hub on the Gold Coast.
Thanks very much, mate. Cheers.